vetting refugees and security concerns are back in the headlines today. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. In a moment, we'll take a closer look at an important vote and kingdom impact. Plus, we'll talk with a ministry sending teams out to tell their stories with their hands. Let's get started. The American SAFE Act, or H.R. 4038, was originally created right after the Paris terror attacks. It was a response to fears that a similar attack could happen in the U.S., but the bill died in the Senate on Wednesday. Bethany Christian Services' Christine Van Noord says the U.S. actually has one of the most rigorous screening practices in the world.
What it truly is it's a vote of confidence to say, yes, this is a great security screening process.
So now what? Well, Bethany is working with churches and a resettlement agency to help refugees adjust to a new normal.
We are able to welcome them at the airport, prepare housing for them, help them through that entire initial process into the U.S. We also have an in-depth employment program, English language classes, medical services.
Why bother? That's a God thing.
We feel that we are loving and welcoming those that God loves. And we have a chance to be able to serve the very most vulnerable and be able to welcome them here as Christ would have us welcome them.
As the U.S. deals with refugees at its doorstep, we turn our focus next to Christians who stayed behind. Alexa McDowell with E3 Partners.
Here in America, I would say we definitely love our comfort and we definitely love our security. Those are two gods, if you will, in our life. So for me, just to walk alongside the believers in comfort and security is totally not something that's even on their radar. It has been a huge thing.
E3 helps Christians in places like Iraq and Syria who are staying to share the gospel with Muslims. Even though ancient Christian sites are being destroyed and believers are being kidnapped and killed by ISIS,
the Holy Spirit is just moving and convicting in their hearts and opening their eyes to these spiritual opportunities. They just feel compelled to stay.
You can meet some of these believers on an upcoming E3 trip. Stick around for details or Google E3 Partners Trips. You're listening to Mission Network News. So let me ask you, has God been leading your heart towards missions lately? Well, if so, maybe you should check out some of the upcoming trips with the Jesus Film Project. This March, the Jesus Film Project will be sending three teams for 2 weeks each to different locations around the world. Location spots include places like the Middle East, Central Asia, North Africa. But you need to hurry because there's only 26 spots that are still open. Keep listening for more information and for where you can sign up. For Dr. Rob Myers, new president and CEO of Door International, 2016 is the year that his organization doubles the people being sent to the mission field for the deaf.
One of the things that makes our ministry unique is this on-ground 2x2 program that we have where we take scripture and we use it to train and equip leaders in the field. Right now, we have 21 2x2 teams, so 21 pairs of people working among those 16 language groups. And our goal this year is actually to almost double that. We could get up to 40 of these teams by the end of this year.
The DOOR teams introduced new sign language translations to the deaf who don't have access to a Bible they understand. Would you pray with us that God opens the door for DOOR? And finally, you don't have to leave the country to serve with Compassion International's new online platform that's Act for Compassion. Here's how it works. Start a fundraiser and share it with friends and family. Fundraisers can be anything from a bake sale to running a marathon. The money raised is then used to help people in Compassion's focus country. To learn more about this platform and about stories you've heard today, visit us at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free book, Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the lives of 8 persecuted Christians who share valuable life lessons. They also share stories of strength, faith, and hope. Get your copy by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at our website, missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.